Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get your project started right with our huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, from installing a walkway to setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
Angela had spent nearly 15 years selling houses, and over time she had learned that most real estate transactions were really about endings. People rarely sold homes during the happiest moments of their lives. More often, she found herself helping families through divorces, relocations, financial hardships, and deaths. Empty houses often felt as though they were still holding onto the people who once lived there. Most of the time, that feeling could be explained by lingering memories and familiar routines. Every once in a while, however, Angela encountered something she couldn't quite explain. Years earlier, a young couple touring a vacant property asked whether the elderly woman who greeted them at the front door would still be living there after closing. The house had been empty for months. Experiences like that were rare, but they happened often enough that Angela had learned not to dismiss them entirely. Even so, she never considered herself someone who believed in ghosts. Then she took the listing on Willow Creek Road. The house sat near the edge of town in an older neighborhood filled with mature trees and well-maintained homes. It wasn't particularly large or particularly valuable. In fact, it was exactly the kind of property that usually sold quickly. The owner, a woman named Eleanor Hayes, had passed away 3 months earlier after a long illness. According to her daughter, Eleanor had lived there alone for nearly 40 years. She had raised 2 children in the house, watched grandchildren grow up there, and rarely spent more than a few days away from it at a time. Everyone Angela spoke with seemed to describe Eleanor the same way. She loved that house. Neighbors mentioned it. Family members mentioned it. Even casual acquaintances brought it up. Eleanor wasn't simply attached to the property. The house had become part of her identity. Angela didn't think much of it at first. Most people felt that way about homes they had occupied for decades. Inside, the property was spotless. The family had already removed most of the furniture and personal belongings, and fresh paint covered the walls. By all appearances, it should have felt like an empty structure waiting for new owners. Instead, Angela found herself with the strange impression that someone had simply stepped outside for a moment and would return at any second. The feeling wasn't overwhelming, but it lingered throughout her first visit. As she moved from room to room, taking notes and photographs, she repeatedly caught herself glancing toward doorways and corners as though expecting another person to be standing there. Nothing ever was. Still, she was relieved when she finished and headed home. A few days later, the first showing was scheduled as the couple spent nearly an hour touring the home. They loved the neighborhood, the layout, and the price. Everything seemed promising. The next morning, they withdrew their interest without explanation. Angela didn't think much of it. Then it happened again. A second couple spent an entire afternoon discussing renovation ideas and furniture placement before suddenly losing interest the following day. Then it happened again and again. By the end of the month, Angela found herself increasingly frustrated. The property was competitively priced, located in a desirable neighborhood, and free of any significant issues. On paper, it should have sold almost immediately. Instead, it sat. One afternoon, while replacing a flyer box near the front door, Angela noticed an older woman standing across the street watching the house. The woman introduced herself as Margaret, a neighbor who had lived on Willow Creek Road for nearly 30 years. Their conversation began casually enough, but it quickly turned toward Eleanor. According to Margaret, Eleanor had been terrified during the final months of her life, not of dying, of leaving. She worried constantly about what would happen to the house after she was gone. She talked about it so often that neighbors eventually stopped trying to reassure her. The porch where she drank coffee every morning, the dining room where every holiday meal had taken place, the bedroom where she had watched her children grow up, those memories seemed to matter more to her than anything else. As her illness progressed, Margaret said Eleanor stopped talking much about treatments or doctors. She talked about the house. The story sounded heartbreaking, more than frightening. Angela thanked Margaret for the conversation and returned to work. At least that was what she told herself. The following week, she stopped by the property late one evening after finishing paperwork at the office. The sun had already disappeared, leaving the neighborhood wrapped in the soft blue light that arrives just before darkness fully settles in. Angela unlocked the front door and stepped inside, intending to do a quick walkthrough before heading home. The house felt even quieter than usual. As she moved from room to room, checking windows and making sure everything was secure for the night, something immediately struck her as unusual. A soft glow spilled from one of the bedrooms at the far end of the hallway. She stopped and stared for a moment, trying to understand what she was seeing. Earlier that afternoon, she had personally checked every room before leaving and was certain every light had been turned off. The illuminated room belonged to Eleanor. Trying to remain practical, Angela walked down the hallway and stepped inside. The room was completely empty. No family member had stopped by. No timer explained the light. Nothing appeared disturbed. It was simply an illuminated bedroom in an otherwise vacant house. She switched off the light and continued her inspection, but the incident stayed with her for the rest of the evening. Several minutes later, she finished locking up and headed toward her car. As she reached the driver's door, she glanced back at the house one final time. A figure stood in the front window. The sight stopped her immediately. An elderly woman stood just inside the glass, partially obscured by reflections from the fading evening light. Angela froze beside the car and stared. For a moment, she was certain the woman was looking directly at her. Then a passing vehicle flooded the street with light. The headlights swept across the front of the house and disappeared just as quickly. When the darkness settled again, the woman was gone. The window stood empty. Angela remained where she was for several seconds before finally climbing into her car and starting the engine. During the drive home, she tried repeatedly to find a reasonable explanation for what she had seen. For the first time since taking the listing, however, she found herself wondering whether the house was having trouble selling for a reason. Angela spent the next several days trying to convince herself that she had misinterpreted what she saw in the window. The explanation seemed reasonable enough. She had been tired, standing outside in fading light, and already thinking about Eleanor after her conversation with Margaret. Given the circumstances, it wasn't difficult to imagine how a reflection or a trick of the light could briefly resemble a person standing inside the house. The problem was that the explanation never completely satisfied her. Every time she replayed the moment in her mind, she came back to the same uncomfortable conclusion. For a brief second, she had been absolutely certain she was looking at an elderly woman standing just inside the front window. The certainty bothered her far more than the sight itself. As the weeks passed, the house continued to resist every effort to sell it. The situation had become genuinely frustrating. Buyers consistently responded positively to the property. They liked the location, appreciated the condition of the house, and often spent longer touring it than they did comparable listings. More than once, Angela left a showing convinced she would receive an offer within a day or two. Instead, the same thing happened every time. Interest vanished. Some buyers offered polite explanations. Others simply stopped responding altogether. Nothing about the pattern made sense, particularly when similar homes throughout the neighborhood continued selling without difficulty. The conversation that stayed with Angela came from a retired couple who had recently moved to the area. The wife called a few days after their showing and spent several minutes discussing the property before casually asking whether Eleanor had a sister. The question caught Angela completely off guard. When she asked why, the woman explained that she had seen an older woman standing in the hallway while they toured the house. She assumed it was a relative gathering a few remaining belongings and thought little of it until she realized nobody else seemed aware of her presence. The woman described the encounter as strange but not frightening. In fact, she seemed almost embarrassed to mention it. Angela ended the conversation politely, but the call lingered in her thoughts long afterward. That evening, she found herself pulling Eleanor's estate file from her office cabinet and reviewing information she had already seen dozens of times. Included among the documents were several family photographs. One picture in particular showed Eleanor sitting on the front porch a few years before her death. Angela stared at the image longer than she intended. The resemblance was impossible to ignore. The woman she remembered seeing in the window looked very much like the woman smiling in the photograph. A week later, Angela stopped by the house after another unsuccessful showing. Rain had passed through the area earlier that afternoon, leaving the neighborhood unusually quiet. Water still dripped from tree branches as she unlocked the front door and stepped inside. The house smelled faintly of fresh paint and clean carpeting, but beneath those familiar scents was something else she had begun noticing more often. The place still felt occupied, not physically, emotionally. Every room seemed to hold traces of a life that had not entirely moved on. Angela walked through the house, checking windows and doors before making her way into the dining room. That was when she noticed the flowers. A glass vase filled with fresh yellow daisies sat in the center of the table. For a moment, she simply stared. The dining room had been completely empty during her previous visit. She was certain of it, yet there they were, arranged neatly in the exact center of the table as though someone had placed them there only hours earlier. The discovery immediately sent her searching for practical explanations. Perhaps a family member had stopped by unexpectedly. Maybe a neighbor had left them as a gesture of kindness. Yet after several phone calls, she discovered that nobody knew anything about the flowers. The mystery became even stranger when Eleanor's daughter mentioned something Angela had never heard before. Her mother loved fresh flowers. For decades, Eleanor kept them on the dining room table whenever she could. According to her daughter, it had become such a routine part of the house that family members barely noticed it anymore. The details should have been insignificant. Instead, it stayed with Angela. Over the next month, similar incidents began occurring. The flowers appeared again. A kitchen chair occasionally sat pulled away from the table despite being pushed back before Angela left. The porch light somehow turned itself on more than once. Nothing about the activity felt threatening or dramatic. If anything, it felt oddly domestic, as though someone continued carrying out familiar habits without realizing they no longer lived there. That distinction became increasingly difficult for Angela to ignore. The house never felt haunted in the way people usually described haunted places. There were no frightening noises, violent disturbances, or overwhelming feelings of dread. Everything that happened seemed connected to ordinary routines. The flowers, the lights, the furniture. Each incident felt less like a haunting and more like the continuation of a life that had once existed there. At the same time, Angela began seeing Eleanor more frequently. The sightings never lasted long. A glimpse of someone standing at the end of a hallway. a figure moving through a doorway. The brief impression of a person entering a room that appeared empty a moment later. Each encounter was just fleeting enough to leave room for doubt, yet together they formed a pattern Angela could no longer dismiss. The clearest sighting occurred late one afternoon after a showing. She had remained behind to secure the property when movement in the kitchen caught her attention. Looking through the dining room doorway, she saw an elderly woman standing near the counter. What struck Angela immediately was how ordinary the scene appeared. The woman wasn't staring at her, she wasn't trying to communicate. Instead, she seemed focused entirely on the room itself. Her gaze drifted across the cabinets, the sink, and the window above it with an expression that reminded Angela of someone revisiting a familiar place after many years away. The moment lasted only seconds. When Angela stepped forward, the woman was gone. Yet the image stayed with her. The more she thought about it, the less the woman resembled the restless spirits described in ghost stories. She didn't seem trapped or angry. She didn't appear confused. If anything, she looked reflective, as though she were taking one last look at a life she wasn't quite ready to leave behind. By the beginning of autumn, the house had been on the market for nearly 4 months. Angela had exhausted every practical solution she could think of. The price had been adjusted. Marketing efforts had increased. Additional showings had been scheduled. Nothing changed. One evening, after another potential buyer walked away, Angela found herself sitting on the front porch with Margaret. The conversation eventually drifted back to Eleanor. For a long time, Margaret said nothing. Then she shared something she had never mentioned before. A few weeks before Eleanor passed away, she asked whether people could stay in a place after they died. Not forever, just long enough to say goodbye. At the time, Margaret assumed the question came from fear. Looking back, she wasn't so sure. Angela sat quietly after hearing that. As the evening light faded, she found herself staring through the front window toward the interior of the house. The room stood silent and still, filled with the soft shadows that arrived before nightfall. Then she noticed movement. An elderly woman crossed the hallway and disappeared into another room. The sight lasted only a moment, but it felt different from every encounter that came before it. For the first time, Angela found herself wondering whether she had misunderstood the situation entirely. Maybe Eleanor wasn't refusing to leave the house. Maybe she was trying to. And perhaps the reason the house remained unsold had nothing to do with the living at all. A few days after her conversation with Margaret, Angela stopped by the house one final time before another scheduled showing. By then, she no longer felt nervous when entering the property. The strange activity had become familiar, and the fear she initially felt had gradually been replaced by something else. Curiosity, perhaps, or sympathy. The house felt quiet, as always. As she moved through the rooms, checking that everything was ready, she found herself paying attention to where she had seen Eleanor over the past several months. The first sightings had occurred in the bedroom. Later, she appeared in the hallway. More recently, Angela had seen her in the kitchen and dining room. For the first time, a pattern occurred to her. Each sighting seemed closer to the front of the house. The realization stayed with her as she completed her walkthrough. That evening, after the showing ended, Angela remained behind to lock up. The family touring the property had spent nearly 2 hours inside and seemed genuinely excited. They asked thoughtful questions, discussed furniture placement, and lingered in several rooms longer than most buyers. As the sun began setting, Angela stood in the foyer gathering her paperwork when movement caught her attention. Eleanor stood near the front door. The sight was so unexpected that Angela froze. The elderly woman appeared exactly as she had during previous encounters. She looked calm, thoughtful, and completely unaware of Angela's presence. For several moments, she simply stood there facing the door. Then she reached toward the doorknob. The motion was small, almost tentative, but it immediately filled Angela with an emotion she couldn't explain. The woman wasn't guarding the house. She wasn't haunting it. She was trying to leave. A moment later, the figure disappeared. Angela remained standing in the foyer long after she was gone. The family from the previous evening wanted to make an offer. For the first time in nearly 5 months, the process moved forward without hesitation. Inspections were completed. Paperwork was signed. Every step that had stalled with previous buyers suddenly progressed without difficulty. 30 days later, the sale officially closed. On the afternoon the new owners received their keys, Angela stopped by one last time to deliver a folder containing property information and final documents. The family was excited, already discussing paint colors and future projects. Before leaving, Angela took one final look through the house. Everything felt different. The atmosphere that had lingered there for months was gone. The rooms no longer felt occupied by memories. They felt ready for new ones. As she walked toward the front door, her attention drifted to the foyer where she had last seen Eleanor. For just a moment, Angela imagined an elderly woman standing there smiling as children played in the yard and grandchildren ran through the house one last time. Then the image was gone. Angela stepped outside and closed the door behind her. Years later, she would sell hundreds of additional properties and hear dozens of strange stories. None stayed with her the way Willow Creek Road did. Not because it was frightening, because it wasn't. Whenever she thought about Eleanor, she remembered the question Margaret shared on the front porch. Could someone stay just long enough to say goodbye? Angela never found an answer. She only knew that the house finally sold the moment Eleanor seemed ready to leave it. And sometimes when she drove through that neighborhood, she would glance toward the house and smile. Whatever had remained there all those months was gone. Not because it had been forced out, because it had finally found peace.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get your project started right with our huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, from installing a walkway to setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save